The Up North Podcast is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Kristen Bry of Asgos, Wisconsin is along Lake Michigan. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome, because you're up north.
Welcome to the cabin. You've made it up north. Nice to have you here. I'm Pat Kreitlow, Managing Editor of Up North News, WI.com.
And I'm Kristen Bry. You can find my short political comedy videos at As Goes Wisconsin.
And I'm Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company.
Yeah, we join you live every Wednesday evening at 7 on Devil Radio News Talk 92.7. We play it back over the weekend. We post it at upnorthpodcast.com, or you can also download the show and listen anytime on the Devil Radio app, now available at the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Our email address is info@upnorthpodcast.com, and our guest is Jorna Taylor in our second half hour to talk about Pride Month and Pride Fest. And but first, we have a lot to get to. We were off last week. It was not Kristen's fault. It was not my fault. It was Kirk's fault that we were off last week. He did not knock the radio station off the air again this time. This time he had a party. And so before we get to the rest of our Memorial Day weekends, we wanted to head up toward the Stevens Point area for the first edition of Kirk Bankstead's Inoculation Emancipation. How'd it go, buddy?
Well, I missed you guys. I'm hoping you guys had wonderful Memorial Day weekends, mm-hmm. but holy cow. We went to Custer, Wisconsin, which is a place I know well because I grew up in Stevens Point, but I don't think a whole lot of people in Wisconsin know where Custer is. It's basically just right outside of Stevens Point. And the reason we had to go there was that the town of Minocqua wouldn't let me throw this inoculation emancipation party, which for all ostensible purposes was a party to celebrate people that got vaccinated and to reward them for getting vaccinated with a bunch of live music and obviously some progressive beer. And we also had some great nurses from Family Health La Clinica who did a mobile vaccination tent with Johnson & Johnson vaccines, a one and done type of thing. And anybody who showed up got a free beer with their shot of vaccine, a shot and a beer. So
you advertise this as shots, beers, nurses, and live music. And I don't know how you didn't get 500,000 people there, but you're going to get another chance in just 10 days from now. And where in Fitchburg is next?
Yeah, we're doing it in Fitchburg at Funk's Pub, which is he's one of the first guys that bought Biden beer from me a couple of months ago. So he's become a good friend. And yeah, we got like 200 people this last thing, and who knows what will happen in Madison. So it was fun. And it was a blast, Pat. So
and by the way,
I think it was well worth the effort to try to pull it off.
And spoiler alert, there'll be more talk about progressive beer later in the show because something new has come out that Kirk is going to tell us about. But I want to give credit to the tell us about the bands as well. I mean, the nurses were great. You had a lot of help putting this together, you know, live music is something people are really craving again.
Oh, so yeah, this is what was so special about it. Like people, especially, there's a lot of older folks, you know, hadn't left their homes for a year. You know, they were vaccinated, but still there's a 5% chance of getting COVID even with the vaccine. So a lot of people, this was the first time that they felt completely safe going out and listening to live music in like a year and a half. And the thanks that people gave me and the smiles that people had being listening to live music and kind of being together, able to touch each other and hug each other was so rewarding for me to watch. And so I can't wait to do this other one in a week. And the bands were great. They all were fully vaccinated too. And everyone had their own little story when they went on stage and sang and had their own little story of why they were so happy to play again. So what a feel good moment.
You want to give the bands a shout out and which bands were there?
Yeah. So John Primer and the Real Deal Blues Band. This guy's a legendary blues singer and guitarist out of Chicago. the Kim Wasserberger Band. This dude's a legendary singer in Minocqua, and who is a good friend of mine. And then the David Dion and the Soul Inspirations. He's out of Wausau, and he does a great Earth, Wind, and Fire cover. And then we had the Brothers Burn Mountain, who are guys out of Duluth, who just are kind of electric rockers. And all of them are guys that have played at my brew pub up in Minocqua, played for my summer festivals in the last 7 years. So they're all good friends, and they all put on a great show. So it's kind of like a homecoming of sorts for me.
Hold the phone. Somewhere in Wisconsin, there's an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover band.
This dude, and his name is David Dion, and man, he can sing Michael Jackson. He can sing Earth, Wind, and Fire, and his dudes behind him can harmonize like that. I mean, it's...
I just want to know where he plays on the 21st night of September, because that's got to be the best day for any Earth, Wind, Fire cover band. Kristen, what was your weekend like?
My weekend was both good and bad of now living back in Wisconsin and dating someone who's also from Wisconsin, which means that we get lots of family time. And so Saturday was a cousin reunion that was fun. We had a big bonfire. And then Sunday was a grandpa's 95th birthday. Also fun. It was Hawaiian themed. And then Monday we went to the Brewers game, which was super fun. It's my second.
What was that like? Because they weren't back at full capacity just yet, but it wasn't also, you know, six people in an entire section.
Yeah, it felt so. This is the second game I've gone to this season, and it felt, it didn't feel packed, but it certainly. And this is the first time we actually tailgated, because the time that I'd been before, we had taken the Steiny's bus, the shuttle back and forth, and so this is the first time we got our plot, hung out, and it was weird because the parking lot's certainly not fully full yet. And it's probably one of the last times. I think, when did they start going back to 100%?
Very, very shortly.
Very soon. Yeah. And so porta potty lines were shorter than you would expect, which was great. We were all like, these are the cleanest porta potties I think I've ever gone in. Mm-hmm. And then the game felt, it certainly made some noise. And it felt pretty normal. And so I would say probably by the next time, once it's full is going to be even more fun. But I think between that and the Bucks are going to be almost at 100%, I think.
Right, and you've got
by the next series, are they
round two of the playoffs getting underway, and it's the Brooklyn Nets.
I know, which is exciting because the sports pundits out there are saying how much our defense is looking so good that it's going to be a good series. Mm-hmm. And so it is, despite their dominant star power.
Anything to take our mind off the Aaron Rodgers soap opera is very welcome from a Wisconsin sports scene perspective.
It's so funny because I feel like that is such a good point as far as the representation of what Giannis, I feel like, is becoming for Milwaukee and for Wisconsin, and that he stayed and blah, blah, blah. And then bookend that with Aaron Rodgers is... And his ponytail.
And his ponytail and his running off with Shailene Woodley instead of showing up for OTAs. And, meanwhile, the rest of us are trying to get a job done. It was a nice weekend on Lake Wissota eventually, as often happens on Memorial Day weekend, because we firmly believe God hates campers. Because every Memorial Day weekend, it's cold or rainy or both. And that's how the weekend started. So things were quiet there. But near the end of the weekend, things really picked up. And the phenomena that I really get a kick out of living up on the lake is we were doing yard work. And you can hear the hum of motors on the lake, throughout the day. And we knew eventually a line of thunderstorms was going to form, just west of us and move in. And you hear kind of the normal, boat traffic that's out there. And then you hear that first deep, distant roll of thunder, that comes over the lake. And everybody kind of, does this okay, it's time to wrap things up. But what you hear next is every outboard motor suddenly kicks it up a notch and says, all right, time on the water is done. And I'm sure there's just a race for the boat landings for those folks that have to get it out of there. But they at least got some time on there, which is, something that was very, again, very nice to see. And it was good that the weather kind of cooperated, at least in the second half of the weekend. So I'm glad everybody had a great weekend, Kirk, especially for the inoculation emancipation. And we'll look forward to learning more about the next one in Fitchburg on June 12th. So we haven't even gotten to headlines yet. We're going to take a break. A whole lot has gone on since we visited with you last. So stay tuned for that. When we come back, you're up north.